Blog Talk Radio.
blogtalkradio.com. It is Tuesday, as we always do it on Tuesday, January the 3rd of 2017. I got to get used to that right now. I mean, seriously, I got to get used to 2017. I've been saying 2016 for what, a year? No, even before that. But yeah, a whole year. So I'm your host, Mike Henderson, and with me is my beautiful, wonderful, talented co-hosts, Vanessa McCarroll and Crystal Senegal. Hi, ladies.
Hola.
Hello.
Yeah. Happy New Year to the both of you. And I know my
Happy New Year.
Not feeling too well, but she's toughing it out and braving out and just toughing it out with us anyway though. So I commend you. Props to you. Yes, I'm actually like on my knees praying to the sun god for you right now.
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you very much. So.
Completely dope up and anything else like that though. But to everybody listening, like Happy New Year. We're 3 days into the new year, and it's just been crazy. It's been absolutely messed up. We got so many things are actually going to happen for 2017. Though it's ridiculous. So first and foremost is we're ushering in a new president. So. With that being said, moving on, I can't say anything else about this. You look at all the politics and everything else right now, it is completely nuts. And there's only one thing I really want to ask a lot of people, though, but I know it's pretty pointless at this point anyway, though. And it is, if you knew that there was hacking and maybe some questionable activity leading into the election, why has no one done anything about it? Why hasn't anything been done about it, though? I mean, it's almost like, you're talking about an entire country that may have influenced the outcome of a presidential election, but nobody's doing anything about it to even come close to the idea of reversing. They're just letting it stand. It's like a bad call in football. You know it's a questionable call, but instead of actually reversing it, you just decide to go ahead and let it go. So it's just crazy, but right now that's not even really the true focal point on a lot of things going on anyway. But we're gonna embrace, but like we said last time, we're gonna remain positive. Let's stay positive and move on, especially going into this year, because there are other things that's going on as opposed to politics, other crazy things too. So, even like at my level. With the biggest election, kind of like, there's so many things that are actually going to like happen this year alone. It is phenomenal. As a matter of fact, a lot of them are already in play, and I'm very, very happy and feeling very, very blessed about that. Though, you realize we've actually capped off another year for this show. Seriously, it started in November 2015. We started back up with it as well, though. Roared all the way through 2016. Getting ready to go into another year as well, though. So I think that's just great that I actually had that opportunity, though. So far, the Mike Henderson Show, technically, chronologically, it's been in effect for 5 years, actually for 6 years, but we've only had airtime for two.
Okay.
And to be able to accomplish that, to finish that first year, that first inaugural year, which was wild. And now the second year, which was even better, because we had celebrity interviews, we had some real great shows, and I got an opportunity to work with two of the wildest women that I know. Seriously.
How I feel about that?
Well, I'm just going from personal experience, though, because, I mean, damn. You know, to me, which is very cool and a privilege, though. And everybody, you know, everybody loves the show. Everybody loves the people that are on there as well. All the interviews and some of the shows that we've actually had, they've gotten some great interviews. And I feel honored and privileged even having, you know, having you guys, like, you know, being a part of the deal and actually sharing the experience with me.
Thank you for having me.
And not a problem, not a problem. And, like, you know, tonight we're going, like, we're bringing in the new year with a few resolutions. And I actually came up with, I also happen to have a list just for me, not for everybody else, but for me. So this would be interesting, you know, that I'm going to actually, like, to start at the beginning of the year and literally put myself on blast, you know, with a list.
Okay, a list. Where do you get a list from? Okay. Huh.
Okay.
I'm looking at
a list of resolutions for me. It actually took some doing to actually go through what. Because some people actually do like resolutions when they're talking about, you know, it's all really like self improvement anyway. Something that you want to, like, you know, you want to improve on, you want to actually, like, you know, get rid of or change or what have you as well, though. And I guess you can address that as well, though, but you don't necessarily need to have, like, the first of the year to actually do that as well, though. If you're really looking for, like, some serious change, though, that should be an ongoing thing throughout the majority of your life anyway, at least in my opinion. I always try to strive to be a better person than I was the day before.
Right.
Yeah, and I know, like, you know, okay, you two, you don't need any improvement, though. You're just perfect as you are.
Thanks.
Okay.
You said we don't need to improve it. No, you just said we didn't need to improve. I said thanks.
Okay. You guys are great. I mean, you ladies have been absolutely wonderful. So, hey. Me on the other hand, though, I could use some work.
I think we all could need some work in some aspects in our lives. We could definitely all use some work. So, you know.
Well, it still has to kind of be like a personal call, right? You know, where you acknowledge that as opposed to somebody else telling you. I mean, like, when's the last time somebody else told you you need to make a New Year's resolution?
Well, I try to do self-reflection as often as I can throughout the year, you know what I'm saying? So I always have to remind myself of being better.
Hmm.
Don't always do it, but I try.
Let me self-reflect. Let me ask you, ladies, this then. Have you ever made a resolution that you didn't stick to?
Of course, absolutely.
You made a resolution that you did not stick to.
Of course.
I don't have a comment on that because I really don't make resolutions.
You don't have a comment?
No, because I don't make resolutions. I just do it. I don't go and say, I'm going to go, my New Year's resolution is I'm going to do this and this and this. And then, you know, if I know I'm not going to do it, why make the resolution?
Yeah, sure. Tell you, so you don't make resolutions at all?
Mm-mm. No, I mean, I just, you know, for example, I've lost 10 pounds. It wasn't even like I just went on this diet. I just did a detox and I lost 10 pounds, knowing that I need to lose weight. It's like you're making a resolution on something you know deep down inside you're not going to do. You're not going to accomplish. It's like making empty promises to yourself, right? A lot of people do that. So that, like all these people at the gym working out, oh, I got to lose. I had to lose 30 by my New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose weight. You know, go to the gym for probably a week. And then after that, they're at the pizza joint eating a full pizza. You know what I'm saying? A whole pizza. Because
wow.
It's like you're making promises that you know you can't keep or you know you're not going to keep. So why disappoint yourself?
No, that's true.
Is that negative?
Yeah,
that stands for some people. Some people need that as motivation for them, and some people actually say they're going to do something and they actually do it. So I think I think it's an individual thing. You know, that some people feel like they need that to motivate themselves. Some people don't need that. So, you know, it just depends on the person.
Yeah, and you're right. It can be pretty much situation dependent too. But some people will, you know, and like Crystal, will just simply make a decision,
right,
and stick to it. They don't wait till the end of the year or the first of the year or anything like that to make up their mind. They decide right then, right there, and then poof, you know, that kind of thing as well. Though, and then some people are turning around to reflect on the past year that went over well, though, and find out what they didn't do, and try to make a move to actually do it in the future. You know, okay, well, I really wasn't adamant about working out or going to the gym last year, but I'm going to stick to it this year. That's my resolution.
Here's my favorite. I need to lose 10 pounds, but I'm not going to start today. I'm going to start on Monday.
Wow.
See, to me, that's
I'm not going to start today.
Basically, right. So to me, it's like when you say stuff like that, it's like you're not going to lose that 10 pounds, you know, because deep down inside, you know that you're lying to yourself. I'm going to start my diet on why I put off today, why I put off tomorrow what you can do today. That's all I'm saying. So that's why these resolutions are funny.
Yeah, but some people are turning around and treat it like you're planning a trip. You know, you'll skip
right.
a date on it. Yeah, you're sticking a date on it though. Like, what? I'm gonna handle it like that. Oh no, I'm worried about it, child. I'm gonna wait till the 18th, and that's when I'm gonna go. I'm getting everything ready. So then, when the 18th come around, I'm going off into it though. And then you get caught up with the rest of life, and 18 rolls around though. Before you know it, you've been blue. It's 2 weeks before you even realize that you are well past the start date. And resolutions. Now, some people do make resolutions and stick to them. They do. They honestly do. They think about it. You know, apparently it's something that actually weighed on them for a while. And I guess just like with any other decision, though, it just depends on this level of importance to you. I still wouldn't wait until okay, that's it. But like I said, with me, I guess it's like also it is kind of situation dependent though. Like sometimes, like when I made the decision to get back into the gym, I didn't wait. I just went right then and right there. You know, I found what I needed to have, got what I needed to have, marched my ass to the gym, signed on the dotted line, and I've been off to the races ever since.
Right.
And it wasn't about the idea like, well, I got to get ready for the summer. No, I just wanted to get back into the gym. You know, and gradually work my way up to looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger or whatever. You know, I'm not even concerned about that. I don't know if I even hit the beach. I'm trying to hit the beach. I'm just concerned about the idea of just working out because I miss being in that. I miss this workout. And I wanted to get back into it as well, though. But I wasn't going to wait until January, you know, until January 1st and then decide, like, okay, on the 3rd, I'm going to go, no. It's a perfect time as well, though. And you're right about people, like, you know, waiting for the holidays to come around. And they completely stop. And then after the holidays are over with, though, the gym is packed.
Right.
And you got 300 jokers up in there trying to jump on every machine in there. I mean, you can't work out. People will blow it. Here's one, smoking. They're going to quit smoking.
Yeah, smoking
and
is hard to quit, though.
Yeah, but you
I don't
but
smoke,
also look
but
how
like very addicting. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I know it is, but look how they play it, though. I mean, you say, okay, I'm going to quit smoking next year, January 1st, though. And then, like, you know, when you, whenever you declare it that, though, right up to the time you, you when you declare it that, right up to the first of the year, guess what you've been doing? You've been smoking your ass off.
Well, I wouldn't suggest not smoking this year. If I was a smoker, I'd probably be smoking this year.
You'd be smoking this year?
Yeah, 2017. Mm-hmm.
Why,
right
you,
around January 20th, I'd be probably chain smoking.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Okay. Anyway. Okay. And then, like, you know, but, hey, you know, I'm really not going to worry about all that, though, because that's just nuts. I still don't see it playing out, and going back into the political lane, I still don't see it actually playing out the way he wants it to be. It's just realistically not going to happen. Okay? You know, when you forget about the wall, it ain't going to happen. He's already adding to the deficit already. And he's already shown how fast he even throw his own people under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to lean, even though I was kind of skeptical about people saying he would be impeached in it within his first year, now I'm starting to lean toward that, though, because they're going to get sick of that crap. They're going to figure, like, enough is enough. We have had enough of this madness, so you need to go. It does not make any sense. And then when he's playing with foreign policy, the Russian roulette, he's playing with foreign policy. No. He's staring down the barrel of being the first one to get me drummed out of office 6 months into his term. So anyway, not even gonna worry about that. I just hate the idea that the next runner up is even worse than he'd ever be, though. Mike Pence, oh Lord, I can't, oh, President Pence. That would now I'd be smoking with you. But.
Okay.
Now we'll move on to something else. Something else we haven't discussed on this show. Sports.
Sports.
Yeah. Especially the NFL. The playoffs are right around the corner. And the Super Bowl is even right around the corner as well, too. And we got a ton and a half of teams that are actually vying for the top spot. And me being a proud Cowboys fan, yes, that's right, that was Cowboys fans since 1972, I'm happy. And a lot of people are complaining about that last game they played with the Eagles because they lost. Who cares? Who cares? Had a first round bye, we got the division, we're the top NFC seed, we got, who cares if we lost a game that didn't even matter? It's been different at the game, as they said, like, okay, the Cowboys have to win this game, otherwise they won't make it to the playoffs. We made it to the playoffs a game ago. So it didn't matter. So the last game of the season didn't even matter, though. We got 13, you know, could I deal with 13-3? Yes. I couldn't deal with 3-13. So I'm not even worried about that. I mean, like, there were Cowboys fans that were complaining about losing a game that didn't matter, and I just did not understand it. It didn't make any sense to me. It was nuts. And I had to calm a few of them down. Chill, relax, stop. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't care. Of course, but they didn't play their starters because they don't want to get them hurt. I don't blame that. That makes sense. And Tony Romo came back, you know, played a series, marched about, like, what, 50 yards down the field and threw a touchdown.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. They put him in for one series, though, marched down the field and threw a touchdown. And then they put Mark Sanchez's ass in there, and he just jacked up everything. Now you know why they're not playing him. And Dak Prescott was able to, you know, for two series. He got him in the field goal range. I mean, he had two guys, like Tony Romo and Dak Prescott, that at least put the team in scoring range, though. Mark Sanchez, you know, I guess he was playing Madden. You know, he got sacked twice, lost about 20 yards, ran on another series, ran the ball 20 yards in the opposite direction, you know. So once again, we had to, like, the real smart Cowboys fans had to pretty much play it like it didn't mean anything, though. Even though it was just a game for bragging rights. That was it. So who cares? I'm more concerned about, you know, I wasn't worried about the Eagles because they're not in the playoffs. I'm concerned about the Giants. They're in the playoffs. I'm concerned about Green Bay. They're in the playoffs. I'm concerned about Seattle. They're in the playoffs. I'm worried about the playoff teams. I'm not worried about a team that's not in the playoffs at a, you know, playing the last game of the season that doesn't mean anything. So if your team is already clinched the playoff spot, if they've already won the championship for your division, if they already got a first round bye, why are you worried about a game that doesn't matter? Who cares? The Eagles will be sitting on the couch with you watching the Super Bowl. They'll be watching the rest of the playoff games, though. That was it for them. Those boys are through. But once again, here we are trying to make sense of this answer. But anyway, now, on to me making a resolution. Now, I thought about it. I thought about this past year. I thought about the last 2 years. So, and as far as the resolutions go, there are really only five. Okay, five good ones out of a laundry list that was damn near 20 ideas long. I picked five good ideas for me to actually use as resolutions. Five, only five. And let's go with number. And I'm gonna put it in reverse order of, well, I won't say importance, though. I'll just put it in reverse order. Number five. And you're probably going to hold me to this. But number five is I am going to stop arguing with stupid people.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stop.
This is your resolution.
Huh?
I said this is your resolution.
Yeah. This is one of them. This is one of them.
Okay.
Because first of all, stupid people are going to show themselves, and you have to pick your battles when it comes to all that. Because people are going to aggravate you anyway. They will. They honestly will. Yeah. People are going to do whatever they're going to do anyway. And when you actually recognize the stupid, you need to leave that alone. Because that's an extra aggravation that nobody really truly needs. Okay? And it's never going to end well anyway. It's not. So no more of that for me. That's it. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Now, the next one. I'll take a cue from you, Crystal. And that is positivity wins out over negativity. Period.
Exactly.
Yeah, positivity wins out over negativity regardless. And it isn't going to be about the idea that she finding that silver lining in those clouds, period. And I put that in, and actually I already put that into effect, get used to it, because a couple of things that have happened over the past week, you know, from the last show that we had until right now, though, where some things didn't quite go my way. And instead of handling it bad or acting out or lashing out or trying to burn the house down or some crap like that, I still found the silver lining in the middle of all of that. Yes, I truly did. I found the silver lining. I remained positive. I remained focused. And I went on. Found a solution to the problem. And I didn't allow the problem to, you know, dictate and destroy it, you know, what I was trying to do. I didn't feed off into it at all. And I can honestly say, After putting that into practice, though, I'm a lot happier. Seriously, you know, dwelling on a whole lot of negativity and all of such too, though, it is its own enemy. It is its own problem. So, rather than actually feeding off into that, though, you know, and then when you're dealing with people that are actually being negative too, all the time, you know, every time they actually open their mouth, though, that's it. There's nothing right with the world. There's nothing that's gonna go right with whatever. And so, feeding off into that, no. I'm not gonna try to add to it, though. So it's more about the idea of remaining positive at all times, regardless. So,
Stay positive. Let go and let
exactly.
God.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Which brings us to the next, to the third one, or number three, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And that is staying focused and staying on task with what I want to accomplish. Refocusing myself on that in particular, actually realigning my focus with my goals. Because life can sidetrack you, and if you allow it, and if you allow enough of it, it will sidetrack you. And mm-hmm. for a lot of people, trying to accomplish things, staying on task is hard. It really is, because you got to think about life, you got to think about your commitments, you got to think about your responsibilities and everything else as well. Though, and you can very easily lose that. You can very easily lose sight of that. Very fast. So I compiled a little bit of a list on a daily basis, which kind of works like a schedule, to make sure that I actually stay on task every day. And I got a lot of things going on as well, though, but at the same time, I want to make sure I address everything, too, though, and not miss anything, though. In other words, I don't want to have to have a need for a personal assistant just yet. And so I decided to go and actually, reorganize my schedule and prioritize the things that I'm actually trying to do and trying to accomplish as well, though. In an order that actually works for me on a weekly and a daily basis. So that's me actually getting more organized, so that way I can make sure that I can address everything and I don't miss anything. Does that make sense?
Right.
Kind of, sort of, maybe. Okay. And now, and number two is, a little on a personal level. That's addressed this one too. And that is, I'm really not going to worry about what I can't control, at all. Because I don't see the point. If I really can't control what's going on with that as well, though, why worry about it?
Right.
Yeah, I think when I turned the corner on that one, though, a third of my frustration kind of fell away right there, right almost immediately, right there. And so you kind of take it instead of adding a whole lot of stress and worrying about this, that, and the other, though, you don't worry about that. You only focus on what you control. You only worry about what you can deal with. You only worry about the immediate, though, and don't worry about something that's outside of you, treat it like a dog whistle. It's kind of outside of your olfactory, your hearing range anyway, so why worry about it?
Right.
Yeah. And number one on the list, and I've been thinking about this for quite some time, and it kind of makes sense, though, because I kind of see how it actually ties into everything anyway, and that is putting God first. Yeah, you heard it. putting God first, in my life when it comes to everything. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not become an evangelist all of a sudden. I'm still a work in progress. I can also see the need for that spiritual connection in my life. So that's going to be a part of the deal as well, though. So, hey. I'm not saying I'm waiting until I'm getting my 50s, so now I'm an old person who's trying to get into heaven now. I just realized that he is there. He's been there. He has actually helped me in ways that I didn't even realize. That's what I really honestly
thought. Right.
And now he's going to give him his just due when it comes to it as well, though. I want that to be a part of my life. I do. And
yeah,
I'm not going to be overly religious. Yeah, I'm not going to be over religious. I'm not going to turn around and say, you going to hell if you don't. No. That's not my call. But I just want to ask you to make that the relationship between me and God work for me, the same way the relationship between you and God works for you, and whoever and their relationship with God, if any, like how that works for them. I want that to work for me because I want that to be a part of my life. So yeah. And no,
well,
I'm not.
Nice.
I don't have to. Yeah, you know, I don't worry about quitting smoking and like that. I've done all that as well, though. But. That's in a nutshell. That's my list. That's my list. And this ought to make some folk happy. I am now not no. I'm kidding. Oh, I was about to say something.
We're just about to say, Michael. Just say it.
No. Well, I took some advice from you.
From me?
From the idea like from dating relationships all the time. You're talking about the idea of getting back out there, right?
Oh yeah.
So I got back out there.
Mm.
I'm not gonna be negative about it. If I can't bring a positive vibe to it, I won't deal with it at all. Okay. But I'm not going in with any unrealistic expectations. I'm not trying to put the cart before the horse, taking it one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to, like, frustrate myself behind things I can't control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And like I said, I'm going to take everything in stride, what have you, though, when it works, what works, what doesn't. And above all else, I'm going to enjoy it and have fun. You know?
Right.
Because I kind of think that's one thing a lot of people don't do. They don't try to have fun and enjoy the moment or enjoy the outing or whoever they're dealing with or the company of the person that they're with like that. They're everybody's still trying to play that game like, okay, well, you got to do this, we got to do that, we got to have this, we got to have that. No. We're not enjoying it. We're not trying to enjoy it. And I think that kind of kills it for us at times.
So who did you meet? Tell us about your date. Let's make this interesting.
Oh, Lord, you're going to put me on blast. Well, it just so happens, though, it was somebody that, an old friend of mine, and we just reconnected.
So how's it going?
It's going great.
So y'all been on more dates?
Oh, well, we've been on one, and we're planning others as well. And I think the thing that actually helps that is the idea that there is no, you know, I guess a lot of the pretext is gone like that. We have a bit of a history, but we never really expanded on that as well, though. You know, it was pretty much like more like an acquaintance more than anything else. We talk on a regular basis. We talk on a regular basis, though. And it also good because it isn't like we're going too fast or having any unrealistic expectations about anything as well. Though it's like slowly but surely progressing. Which to me, I would rather have it in the spoon pools as opposed to shovel pools. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess I
want
mine shovel
full. Why would you do that though? You would want to, like, you know, just gradually get to know somebody.
No.
What? Really? You know, you're starting to sound like me now.
I'm starting to sound like Vanessa.
Yeah, you're starting to sound like me now. I don't have time, and really.
That's not true. Y'all don't know where you get that crazy nonsense from. I never said I didn't have time.
What?
I just don't have time.
Okay. You know what? No. Yes, you did. You did too say that. You said, I don't have time for that, though. That's why I get it all right. I don't have time for all that.
I don't have time for spoonfuls, you know, and nonsense. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted. It just is what it is, and it's no time for me to sit up and, stretch this out for something that's not going to be. So,
no.
I just
Yeah, but you gave somebody a checklist.
Yes, I do give people a chance.
No, I didn't say chance, I said checklist. You had a checklist.
Yeah. I can take your chance.
Yeah, okay. So there's a difference between a discussion, an interview, and an inquisition.
Okay.
And guess what category yours still is? Inquisition. It was like an inquisition. It was like, okay, like, you know, do you not have AIDS? I mean, like, 1, 2, 3.
I mean, it's so funny because, you know, you always kind of make fun of light of that, but I have asked this question several times to several different men and women, and everyone kind of had the same attitude as I had as for that we all have a list, we just don't write it down. You know what I'm saying? So in your slow spoonful, you're doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I just do mine a little differently. You want one question answered at a time. You know, one date at a time. I just don't. I just ask what I want. You know, you want 10 dates and 10 different questions. I'm just going to give you one date and 10 questions, you know?
Wow.
So,
okay.
I don't think it sounds far worse than what you're kind of make it sound way worse than what it really is. You know,
I'm making it sound exactly the way you delivered it.
Right, it's just my way of dealing with it. I mean, it's like I don't see what's so crazy about it. You know what I'm saying? We all have a freaking list. Even if you guys have it in your head, you want to know all these questions and these things about a person off the bat, you ask, you know, pertinent questions in the beginning, you know, instead of wasting your time. I mean, I just don't feel like I have time to be wasted. That's just me.
Okay.
Well, I don't feel like time. I have time to be wasted either. I don't want to waste anybody's time, and I don't want my time wasted because my time is precious.
Right. Exactly.
Go ahead. Okay. Yeah, but it's like there's nothing really. It sounds more mechanical than anything else. But look, you like. You know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know, I mean, do y'all even enjoy the moment, or is it just like, you know, just put the brother under the spotlight and just.
I think it's for me, it's just asking pertinent questions that's relevant to me, that I know that I expect of a man or the things that I'm looking for. You know, if you're not that person, why am I going to continue going on dates and see if, you know, this is going to work later? It's just ridiculous.
I get that part, but I'm just saying, are you enjoying the outing?
Yeah, because it's not about really enjoying it. To me, you know, when you first go out with someone, it's enjoyable because you're just trying to figure out this person. But I'm really asking you questions to see if I want to waste my time doing this. That's why I don't do dinner dates a lot. You know, I want to do a lunch date or a breakfast or something I know that I can leave, just in case. You know, that this is not going to work. I'm not going to waste my whole entire time with somebody. I'm just like, this is not going to work. I've got nothing left.
I'm not saying it's going to be like something formal or anything like that as well, though. It's always like you meet for coffee or something like that, or, you know, maybe like a quick lunch or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's going to be, you know, and then you kind of really feel if your vibe is there, if this person meshed with you and, see, if you want to continue and get to know that person, but if off the bat you're just weird and crazy and talking nonsense, I'm like, no, I don't want to.
You can do that without a date. You can do that with some of the initial, you know, communication that you would have with somebody.
And I don't have to waste my voice. It's like give you an application.
I never thought about like just handing out the applications.
Like, hey, how you feel this out?
It just never came across my desk like that. It just never ever came across like that, like at all. That I would be like, okay, you know, this is a job interview. you're going to meet criteria. You know.
You make it sound way far worse than what it is, Michael.
It sounds so strict, though. I mean,
maybe if I say, like, I'm giving you my list of priorities, my list. If I say I'm giving you a list, does that sound better?
A list.
Yeah, I'm giving you my list.
I don't know.
But don't some guys find that offensive, though, is my question. When you say, well, here's my questionnaire.
I mean, most of them laugh. You know what I'm saying? They're like, okay, I'm going to fill it out. Are you going to fill out one? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Tell me what your questions are. I haven't really had anybody just get so offended, like, oh, my God. You know, I have it. You know, so, I mean, I'm not walking around handing out application to every man I see. It's just particular ones that I choose to want to do that to.
Particular one.
Yeah.
What kind of guy gets the list? What kind of guy gets the application?
Somebody that I may have some remote attraction to, in some shape, form, or matter.
You walk up to him and say, "I'm gonna leave this right here with you. I'm attracted to you. But can you fill this out?"
I have. What you guys think? That's okay. When I, you know, you think I walk up and be like, oh, you're cute, here, take this. No, not even, it's knowing that. I'm not walking around going, here, you got, you know, job for hire.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what's real funny about that? A woman could probably get away with that, though. A dude couldn't.
Well, I probably could, but I didn't do it that way. I let you talk. I let you get phone numbers, and then I'm like, okay, let me see what you really like, and then I'm going to send that to you. You know what I'm saying? I don't give it to you off the bat. I give him once. I figure, like, okay, he's kind of handsome. Let me see, and then we go from there. I mean, man, all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? I would kill a bunch of trees if I did that.
Wow. That is so wild. I couldn't get away with it. I couldn't walk up there and say, hey, baby, here, fill this out. You know? No, I mean.
But it's not what I do. That's not what I do. I don't walk up and be like, hey, fill this out. You know what I'm saying? That's like ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? It's just something at some point in our conversation or our exchange that may happen for you. Simple as that.
Well, let me get this straight, though. You can meet a guy. You know, initial contact goes well and stuff like that, though. And you wait till you get to a certain point, you hit them with an application?
Yeah, no, probably about the first phone call, after the first phone call or so.
After the first phone call. So he has from that initial meeting, the first phone call, application.
Yes.
What the hell?
What? I don't know why that sounds crazy. But it's not like I say, you know, are you a man or a woman? Do you have, you know, four days? You know, I just ask questions about certain situations or certain things or, you know, depends. Sometimes you have to cater your application to each individual person, you know.
Really? So you actually have complex scenarios that you
put through? Yeah, I mean, you know. It's not really, you guys make this sound so far worse than what it is. It's so not that bad. It's really not that bad. I mean, like I said, it's more comical than it is, like, serious. Like, people, you know, but they take it funny. I'm taking it, like, super serious. You know, I let them laugh it out because you're going to fill it out, you know?
Unless you get, what?
No, I said, so most of the people that I said have done that to, they just think it's funny, like, okay, I'm going to fill it out, you know, and they do it. You know, they think it's like a joke or funny or ha-ha, but I'm, like, really serious when they fill it out. I'm looking at it, for real.
Are you serious?
So sit down with the board members.
Oh, my God. Wow. I might have to rescue them.
You know.
Yeah, the rescue.
But I have eliminated a lot of headaches that way, you know. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so glad I didn't deal with you because you really are a psycho, you know. So.
Wow.
So you can tell somebody's psycho just by their answers?
Sometimes. I can tell them that they did not, for me, they psycho to me. They might not be psycho to someone else, but to me.
What psycho to you?
Now that was a test.
Like, what's the first hint of psycho?
What gives you that psycho level?
It's the top possessive. Someone that is already ready to jump into a relationship, first conversation, you know what I'm saying, and asking me to clear all my Facebooks and don't, you know, change your Facebook to that you're talking to someone seriously. All that's too much for me. That's crazy. I'm not doing all that. I'm not going to do that even when I'm in a relationship. So why would I do it now? That's crazy to me. Someone that's very, you know, possessive about, you know, wanting to be in relationships and do this and you want to do that and want to spend all your time with me and want to do, I don't want to do all that. That's too much.
So, do you think that if you are trying to get to know someone, would you have to talk to them every day?
No. You mean like once a day or like all day? once a day? I wanted to, Crystal asked me a good question.
Once a day.
Once a day. I can handle once a day. Yeah.
But you're saying that you don't have to talk to a person that you're getting to know once a day. It could be every other day or 2 days, you know, every other day.
I mean, it depends on my attraction for that person. If it's somebody that is I'm kind of borderline with, I don't need to talk to every day. You know, if somebody that I'm kind of attracted to more than others, yeah, I could talk to them at least once a day. But I can't do all that every day. Like I've had people call all day, text all day. I can't do all that. It annoys me.
Okay.
Wow.
This is like,
no,
what
I'm asking.
I get it, you know, but I don't have a problem when I get to know someone if we talk once a day, you know, or a good morning text, good evening text, how you doing text. I'm good.
So if you got that, so would you have to have that every day, though, if you're getting to know a person?
It depends on how I feel about that person. You know, if I got a good vibe and I feel like, okay, we had a decent conversation and we got past the preliminaries, yes, I can talk to them every day. But to me, when you're getting to know someone and you're talking to them every single day, it's like it gets boring to me. It's like, let's go out. Let's do something. We have to mix it up. I can't just sit on the phone and talk to you all day. I have 1,000 things to do.
Just looking for some insight.
You was crazy. So was wrong with you, Crystal.
Crystal,
you
like a couple
right
of
on the level whatsoever.
I don't want to be wrong with you.
She is wrong for that. She is wrong for that. Crystal, okay. Insight.
Yeah, I'm getting a whole lot of insight for real. I'm like, wow, okay. So, no,
I know. I'm asking. I ask that because being a woman, I think that, you know, we have like these certain standards that we expect men to treat us, or, you know, that person needs to talk to me every day if we're getting to know each other. And what I'm finding out is we may be interested in each other, but we don't necessarily have to talk every day.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay. I like
you had a
couple.
Go ahead.
It doesn't have to. We don't have to have a conversation every day. You can hit me up every other day and say, "Hey, how you doing? What's been going on?" Because like you said, because it makes it more interesting. So I'm just that's why I just need some insight, because it's like, okay, well, why that person didn't call me today, or you know, that person may be busy doing something else.
Well, it's become to me like a habit. Like, you know, you do something every day. Someone say good morning to you every day, or you talk every morning. It becomes a habit. It's not really like I'm getting to know you. You know what I'm saying?
And then
it's
once
like,
they stop, and so when that person doesn't contact you on that particular day or the next day, you feel some kind of way.
You feel some type of way about it. So instead of me getting my feelings all attached to that, I just try to keep it sporadic. You know, like let's talk or let's hang out. Let's kind of do it on that level until we get to a point where we feel like we want to do that. But to do that off the bat, that's just a lot, you know. It's a lot to do. So that's just why I do it, you know.
That's a lot to do.
And just needed some insight. You know, when us women that do that, I know there's a particular friend of mine, he's like that. It's like, why do you call me every freaking day? Like, it annoys me. You know, you call me 3-4 times a day, and it's like we have nothing to talk about because at this point I don't care to get to know you because you're getting on my nerves. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like, you just sent me a text. I said, good morning. And then he's like, what are you doing? Oh, how was your day? Or what did you do this? And how for lunch? What did you eat? I mean, I'm like, what are you doing all day? Because apparently you're not working or something because you're annoying me. So then
right.
I don't even give you an opportunity to even get to know me at this point because at this point I'm irritated with you. So I move on. You're like, quit calling me. And then they get in, they feel it. I tried calling you. You didn't answer me. You know, this and this. If I'm not your type of man, you need to let me know. They get into all that other crazy stuff. I'm like, wow. You know, I've only talked to you like 72 hours, and, like, you've called me 12 times.
Wow. That's
so, Michael, are you one of those types of guys, excuse me, that you feel like you have to talk to someone you're getting to know, like, every day?
No, I don't have to. I mean, I'll I can like reach you in the morning or something like that, though, or have a conversation later or something like that, though, or not at all. It just depends. I don't want to be like seem like clingy or anything like that as well, though. But you know, I do believe in the idea.
What do you talk about like 4 times a day when you first meet someone? What do you talk about like 3 times a day? Like
three
what's
times
the conversation? Like, what are you talking about? Like.
I don't think I've ever had a conversation with somebody three times a day that I wasn't involved with. I mean, seriously involved with. But even with that,
what do you talk about? Like, if I just met you, what are we talking about 3 or 4 times a day? What are we talking about? Like, what's the conversation?
It's almost childlike when it's almost like you're teenagers and stuff when you say that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm just, you know, I guess it's like being a teenager and puppy love and, you know, the butterflies.
Right,
and all that.
Right.
And, oh, my God, I
right.
this person, and they just call you, oh, I love you. You know, I dated a guy back in 2006. This was my actual last relationship was in 2006.
Okay.
And I dated this guy who within the first week was telling me that he was in love with me. But I get that all the time. That's like nothing new for me. I do get that.
Yeah.
And
wow.
He
I know you say. Chris,
I'm serious. I get those kind of guys that literally. So, but you know, the relationship lasts 10 months. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't last.
Right.
But
I don't use that word like anything. I always say, you know, just most like sex is, you know, just overused and underappreciated. You know, so I just don't say all that I love you stuff. You know,
right.
Even when you said it to me, I'd be like, okay, I like you.
Right. But it's crazy.
That's
because
what I like to do.
It's the weirdest thing because, you know, if you talk to that person, you're talking to that person all day. You know, not all day, but once or twice a day.
Uh-huh.
You know,
right.
And I think as we get older, this is why I asked you this question, as we get older, you may not talk to that person. If that person may say, I want to get to know you, and you're like, okay, you know, let's get to know each other, but we don't talk every single day. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Right.
And
yeah,
it's okay. It's not, a bad thing. Right.
I think it's okay to have some downtime, and then when you talk, you have, you know, quite a few different things to talk about, you know, that happened or, but like I have an associate that asked me like, what did you eat today? I said I had a salad. What type of salad? And that like annoys me to my core. I don't even know why.
A salad, girl. Why are you all in my business?
I mean, that's
a green
what I'm
salad
saying.
With lettuce.
Am I wrong for that? Like when someone asks me all the time, if I say, "Oh, I had, I don't know, Starbucks. What did you kind of coffee did you get? What size
oh
did
gosh.
You get?" And I'm just
really?
Like so annoyed. Yeah, he annoys me to my core. Like I'm like, why are you talking to me? Like why do you exist in my world? Like that's how I feel because it's like, why do you care what kind of salad I eat? Like what difference does it make? I mean.
Just because he likes you, Vanessa.
I don't want you to.
Wow.
I want you. But how do you like me? Because you want to know what kind of freaking salad I ate. Because
he's
what
making
I,
small talk.
I don't
do you
like
do that,
it.
Michael? Do you make that kind of small talk? What kind of salad did you eat?
I don't like that.
With lettuce.
Well, see, I would start doing that. Okay, I had lettuce and there was tomatoes. There was eggs on it. That was, you know, that's annoying.
I do not go there. Can I make
isn't
small
that one
talk
of your, that's one of your
there?
Resolutions, right?
What, make a small talk? No.
No. Not talking
to
Philly people.
Sure.
Not talking to not talking to Philly people. I'm not
what's your question?
Automatically get in trouble.
Have you ever had a guy you've met that you literally had like a 2-hour conversation? Like you just, the conversation flowed so well. And you're like, oh, I could talk to you. You know, you have these long conversations the first time you talk to them. And then the next day you're like, you don't want to talk to them anymore. Have you ever done that?
No.
See, I don't know what's
wrong with this guy. I met this guy where I had a conversation. We had an 8-hour conversation nonstop over the phone for 8 hours. The next day we talked for another 8 hours. And we, you know, we hung out a couple of times. We had fun.
I mean, and I guess I won't say the next day, I'm annoyed, but it's like, I guess if when I have them long conversations like that, I don't really have nothing else to talk to you about the next. I'm going to need like a week downtime and then I can talk to you again. You know?
Vanessa, it's hilarious. Are you sure you want to get married, Vanessa?
I'm ready to get married. Yes, I do. I don't know. I guess I'm just, like you said, you get older, you just know what you want and what you just won't tolerate and what you don't want. I don't want a man that tells me he's passive. That annoys the hell out of me. So, I'm like, that's weird to me.
Yeah.
You know,
my
guys, since I'm passionate
about
that.
Well, Michael has found love once again, and here we are.
God, he's, Michael, you found love again?
No, really?
That's why he came up with that list.
We need
a copy of that list.
We're getting to know each other, okay?
I thought you guys were old friends. You already know it.
Y'all already know each other.
More of acquaintances than anything else, but we've never really actually had discussions on this level before.
So you just want to have sex with her? Is that what it is now?
Really? No.
I know that's
maybe
on your list. I bet
maybe
you that. I'm sure
maybe
it's on
some
of
them Atlanta boys. Maybe some of them Atlanta boys want to go that route with you, though. I'm just not that dude.
No, I didn't say you want to have sex with her today. I'm just saying that's something that's on your list. You just don't say it.
Are you serious?
It is on your list. No. I didn't say it was on your list with you. Like the next 90 days, I just said it's on your list.
Okay, we are rolling down to the last 90 seconds of the show. So, once again, thank you, ladies. For bringing in the new year the wrong damn way. But join us. But thank you, everybody, for listening. As you're listening, if you haven't called us live, catch us in the archives as well. I want to wish everybody a great, a happy new year, a great rest of the week, a great weekend. And join us back here next Tuesday. I can't even talk. They got to mess me up. Join us here next Tuesday. Here with the Mike and Mr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. And as my band Deadpool says, cue the music.